Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting 8th. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Stu Miller. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Stu Miller. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell bunts towards the mound. Hillman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. O'Connell moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive towards short. Spencer catches it and throws to first to double up Taylor. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls is hit by the pitch. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hillman moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Hillman scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Danny O'Connell. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Jim Davenport. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Whitey Lockman now playing second base. Eddie Bresuit now playing third base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Bolger now playing left field. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer strikes out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-3 in the game. Neiman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Thomas and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Al Worthington now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls moves to third. Banks moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill White pinch hits for Valmy Thomas. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Speak pinch hits for Al Worthington. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Eddie Bresud. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.